Yeah.
Rock Talk Radio.
With a pop race itself is a ride on top. Close your eyes as you ride right out your side door. Mine as he grind in the tunnel. Wanna give me the cash he made off the last bundle? Nasty girl, don't pass me the world. I push the feed, not the backseat girl. Don't be broke to see, no, she's broke. Murder, she wrote and keeps the heat close. Firm nigga, we supposed to be the illest on three coats. Familia, bigger than ego. Y'all Danny DeVito. Small niggas, all I see is a penny ether. That's all niggas. No shock in this year, raise a figure. 15% make the whole world fitter. And take notice, now I take over. Y'all take over.
Keep riding that wave. Try to hold on to that positive energy as long as you can. Because things change real quickly, and it'd be little things. You know, one of the things I focused on this week that I looked at is the little things that we do or don't change or that happen in us or around us that has a larger impact. Sometimes we don't think about how little of a day or how minute of a day can have on the greater cosmos. You know, you look at people when they lose loved ones. That day, even though that was one day out of however many days that they have been living, that one significant negative day has such an impact on some people. And days like graduating college or getting married or having your first child or having your last child or retiring from your job, some of those things can have a vast and drastic impact on you as well. As we talk about, for some reason, I don't know why I was led to say this real quick, but y'all, stress is a killer. And if you are dealing with stress and you're not coping with stress properly, get a mentor, get a coach, get somebody that you can vent to. I have a business, Taylor Healing. We deal with mental health. One of my biggest things that I like to advocate, because I think anybody can use it, and that's the Venter's Corner. The Venter's Corner is just literally where you pay for a session and you just get to let it off. Whatever you need to say, you get to get it off your chest, and we allow you. My staff is amazing in that area. They allow you just to really get it off your chest and go deep and just be great. So I've been hearing a lot of mental health crisis type conversations over this past week, and so I just want to put that out there. Like, really, if you are struggling with something, it's okay to seek help. You know, I tell people who are overly happy, you should get help too, because you should really try to find an even, balanced place in your life. You shouldn't be too high. You shouldn't be too low. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have highs and lows, but you should try to walk a line where it's more even days, it's mellow tempo days. So that way your heart, your mind, your system around you can be able to function. You know, a lot of times, you know, we think people are great, and it's because they've learned how to thrive in high-pressure situations. Not that they want to. They learn to. They adapt it. They put themselves in a position to give the world, give the life, give the energy everything that it needs. You know, like the song opened up with, I'll be good to you. You have to learn how to be good to you. I say this to anyone who is attempting to love someone, who has the ability to love someone. You can't love someone until you learn to love you. Hurt people hurt people. If you've heard that statement, the reason why hurt people are hurting people is they haven't learned how to fall in love with themselves. They haven't learned how to slow down and get some self-time. Some of the things that we're calling self-care, that's cute. That's not self-care. In order to do some self-care, sometimes self-care requires some work. Sometimes self-care is shadow work. Sometimes self-care is being able to sit down and actually say what needs to be said and cry or argue or go whatever it is that you're going to go through so you can now get into a positive atmosphere. So now that you can walk into a positive energy. I don't know why I'm led in this direction, and this is not planned. This is just what's been given to me. Because as I've been connecting with energy all this week since Sunday, people are hurting. People are afraid to admit who they are to themselves. Because you can't say it to another person if you don't believe it yourself. You're not going to go say you believe in Allah when you know you believe in Jesus. You're going to say Jesus all day long. You ain't going to go to nobody and be like, you know what, yo, I'm that, because that's not you. You're not going to be an HR person and go over here and try to play a paralegal, because that's not your wheelhouse. That's not where you feel comfortable. You have to learn how to operate in where you are as who you are in the moment that you are. There are some people who need you. I was talking to a young lady, and I'm so looking forward to working with her here in Tallahassee. But I was talking to her this week, and she had put a post on Facebook, and she was talking about the struggles of, and it was a transparency moment, it's just like the struggles of doing business and not always feeling like, you know, you gave your client the best that they possibly could have had, or in some capacity you may have let them down to a degree. And one of the things that I want to tell people who struggle with being in their head is, in this season, give yourself some grace. You, the doer, the strong person, the person who's the superhero, the person who's the leaning post, the person who everybody comes to you and has something to say to you about something. They need your opinion. They're looking for affirmations from you. They're looking for confirmation from you. They're looking for discernment from you. Give yourself some grace this season. It's okay to say, no, I can't do that right now because I got to go take a nap. It's okay to go say, I can't do that right now because I need to just simply go take a shower. It's okay to say no right now because I simply need to just go take a shit. Sometimes you have to figure out a way to give yourself that grace that you need. Not grace that everyone else needs, not grace that everyone is looking for. You have to figure out the grace you need. We're all individual people. Over 100 billion people have lived on this earth, and none of them 100 billion people are identically the same microbially. DNA, genetics, phenotypes, there's not 100 billion people are exactly the same. There's something that was genetically predisposed to be different about that person, just like there's something genetically predisposed to be different about you. You are one of one. Not only are you one of one, you're one of the best ones that you could possibly be. Stop giving the world your best version and giving you your least version. Get up in the morning with a sense of pride of, there are some things I'm going to get accomplished today for me. I don't care what anybody else says about it, how someone else feels about it. I am proud of the Big Girl Movement, because the Big Girl Movement has shown us that at the end of the day, big girls are fine and beautiful. Proud of that movement. If we want to celebrate women's history, let's celebrate the Big Girl Movement. Not because they don't want to be small, not because they haven't attempted to lose weight, not because medically they're in a situation, but they've owned themselves in this past few years. They have shown up and showed up. I don't care who was the reason or what was the reason behind it, but they found their self-worth. They found their dignity. They found their identity. But you also have to find yours in who you are in your season. If you're the world's greatest dick sucker, then, bitch, put your flag up. If you've been beating down vaginas since the beginning of time, sir, put your flag up. Okay. It is okay to identify yourself as who you are. It is okay to want to be who you are. It is okay to desire yourself, your energy, your growth, your wants, your likes, your dislikes, and everything in between. It is okay. You're not required to make anyone else feel better than you. You're not required to give anyone better than you. What you are required to do is to give yourself the absolute best that you can absolutely give you. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break. I wanted to play this song. I was actually going to play this song at the end, but I don't know. It's jumping in my spirit right now, so I am going to jump on this now. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Thank you. manager, so she's probably looking at me side-eyed right now, as she always does, and I appreciate her for being everything that she is to the show, because she keeps it great and she keeps me rocking. But for Women's History Month, this is what I want to do. For Black History is World History. And I'm going to do this because this is how I want to do it. So the call-in number for the show is, if you're listening, it is 319-527-6703. I'm going to say it again, 319-527-6703. I am going to pick this topic, and if you want to add to this topic, you are welcome to call in and support this topic for Women's History Month. And so I'm not going to do a Black History is World History person. I'm going to do a Black History is World History group. And the group is Black Women. I want to tell you how special, how deserving of everything that you are. You have been the creator of many things. People don't even understand. The whole reason why they wrote the slave code the way they did was they literally said, if the mother is enslaved, the child born from the mother is enslaved. That is why Black women have always been the last to get rights, because they always thought the attack was on the woman. And so they initially just attacked the woman. If you go look at the early slave code when they decided to separate it by race and class. You guys have carried so much. You have burdened so much. There's nothing that has been great on earth that hasn't been birthed from you. Not a single artist, not a single scholar, not a single doctor, not a single lawyer, not a single chef, not a single hairstylist. Whatever industry that it is, it has been birthed through your womb. You are believed to be earth itself, heaven and earth, that everything must pass through your womb in order to grace life on the planet, that you guys get your flowers. Not individually, but collectively, as a whole. As a man speaking to my woman audience, you are worth everything that you believe that you are worth. Do not, hear me clearly, do not let anyone tell you what you are not worth. Because if you wasn't worth so much, they wouldn't have written so many laws to damn you so bad. If you wasn't worth so much, a man wouldn't damn near lose his mind to protect you and keep you as his own. If you wasn't worth so much, the world has stopped and acknowledged your very existence and your presence. Wars have been fought because how women have been handled. Nations have been conquered because how women have been handled. Kingdoms have been destroyed because of how women have been handled. Many may not see y'all. Many may not talk to y'all. Many may not come to you with the grace, love, admiration, dedication, willingness, and desire in his heart that a man or being should have when it comes to presenting himself, information, ideas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to you. But you also have the right to choose. We all have the right of free will and the right of choice. You are not required to accept anything less than the greatest that you demand. It's okay to be meek. It's okay to be modest. It's okay to be non-materialistic. It's okay to be non-religious. It's okay to be non-sexual, to be non-spiritual, to be non. It's okay to not. What it's not okay to do is to not love yourself, believe in yourself, see yourself, and go after everything that you believe in. Nothing wrong with having a mate who desires the same thing. There's nothing wrong with wanting to see the greatness thereof for your legacies that come behind you. You are literally the cradle of our civilization. And we thank you. We honor you. We are so great and everly pleased to have your existence coexist with ours and ours coexist with yours. We are the yang to your yin, the light, the understanding, the path, the nourishment, all those things that y'all give freely. Through pain, through beguilement, through ailment, through persecution, through self-purgatory, all those things that you still give as if it was just a divine right We thank you. Well, I thank you. I'm not going to speak on behalf of all men. I'm going to speak on behalf of myself. If you're a man and you're listening out there and you want to honor a woman or a legacy, the lines are open. I give you till we take our next break. The number is 319-527-6703. And I'm going to talk about a woman who actually changed my life. I call her, there are several people that I call mom, but I don't know if I ever told you guys about this lady. I want to give her a name, but I met her in Iraq. I'm going to keep her name a secret just because her or her kids may be listening to the show. And she'll know it's her, and her kids may know all the things I'm going to say. But they're adult kids, so it don't really matter. You ain't hurt nobody's feelings. But when I first got to one of my camps in Iraq, this lady had gotten there. We got there right around about the same time. And we moved into our places, at the same time, and we helped each other. We became almost like family. I call her mom to this day. But one of the things that she pulled me to the side very, very early and said to me is, keep being you. Don't let anyone stop you from being you. You are an amazing young man, and you're going to bless many lives. And I have. She's one of the few people who actually told me that I was going to bless people and kind of gave me some lay of the land of what that would look like. And, you know, she's raised some beautiful girls. And just to see the sacrifices that she would go through just to make sure that them girls was taken care of while we were out in the desert, you know, chasing the bag, as y'all like to say, you know, today there. And someone just pour wisdom into me and to love on me and to mentally just believe in me, who was a complete stranger the day that I met her, you know. And, you know, I catered to her so dearly. Like, it was funny. Like, a lot of people kind of felt some type of way because I catered to her. But she was an older, you know, I wouldn't say old, but older than me, black woman. And I just wanted to make sure that everything about her stay was as great as it could be because we started together. Like, that was the thing that we had, that we arrived there together, same time. And if I could make it easy for her, if I could pass on any information to her, I always did, and vice versa. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why when people ask me, why do I get into business relationships with women more so than I do with men, my greatest answer is it's a little bit easier to have a conversation. I don't have a, you know, except for the ones who want to be uber masculine and, you know, pitch a fight and whatever, but the exchange of information, the exchange of ideas, the mutual respect for each other is amazing when you're dealing with women. And there's no shot at men. I don't have any beef with men when it comes to business. I can do business with men. I've been in business partnerships with men. But there's just an admiration that I have when working with women. I see the passion. I see the desire. I see the goals and the ability to communicate. Sirs, I'm going to tell you one of the greatest things that my mother ever told me when I was younger. I was about six. Me and my older sister, we get into it all the time. I mean, that's what big sister, little brother relationships are like. You know, you're going to wrestle and fight and whatever. I mean, I tell dudes all the time, you want to fight somebody, Lucy is not it. She can put them paws on, you know. But my mother once told me, she goes, if you learn how to communicate with your sisters, you would have a better time. And I've done that in every woman's relationship that I've ever been in. All right, guys, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Goddessly Cleaning, where our motto is our worship is in our clean. All right, let's get into what day it is. I have no idea what it is, but we're going to get to it. And if you also want to look at this, you can go on our Facebook or our Instagram of DJ's Roundtable, and you will see these listed as well. So let's go ahead and get into it. March 29th. Today is Manatee Appreciation Day. That's a big thing, especially down here in Florida with global warming and just a lot of things. Manatees all over the ocean are dying out. So if you get an opportunity to support, help, or be near a manatee, make sure you don't do anything to disturb its habitat. Today is National Mom and Pop Business Owner Day. So basically, small businesses. You should have supported them today. It's not too late. Matter of fact, if you want to support this small business, I'm going to have the production manager at our next commercial break put out how you can donate to our business and make sure you have our links and all that good Cash App information. Zelle, Venmo, three strippers, a TP, and a Yahoo. All right. Today is also National Lemon Chiffon Cake Day. Today is also National Vietnam War Veterans Day. So if you know any Vietnam vets, show them a little love. Today is also National Little Red Dragon Day. God damn, they got tongue twisters in here. Little Red Wagon Day. Like, as an adult, you've probably never said that again. The only time you said Little Red Riding Hood fell behind that. So my mouth wanted to say Little Red Riding Hood, but, it's all good. You know, maybe that's not your issue. Everything come out perfect with your mouth. My mouth is my issue. It'll get out of control, get out of hand, but, the ladies love it. Tomorrow is March the 30th. Tomorrow is National Pencil Day. So get you a pencil, write some shit in some pencil, do something with a pencil. And not the lead pencils, a number two pencil, the yellow skinny pencil with the eraser on the top. Get you a regular-ass pencil and write with a pencil. Not all the extra movie shit. Let's keep it basic a little bit sometimes. Tomorrow is National I Am in Control Day. I actually read the history on that one. I don't like that day. If you ever get a chance to read the history on that one, just read the history on it. It's cool. I'm in control, but I don't like either one of the interpretations that they came up with how that day got started. Tomorrow is also National Doctor's Day. So if you want to send your doctor's office something nice or drop by and just drop off something nice to your doctors, get a card, gift cards or, whatever. Tomorrow's National Doctor's Day. So just go swing by, drop it off, or tell Uber it, DoorDash it, Y'all got 9,000 billion ways to do some shit today, so stop making excuses. Tomorrow is National Virtual Vacation Day. Now, I don't know if I could celebrate that one because, bitch, I'm not going on no virtual vacation. If I'm going on vacation, then I'm going to go on vacation. I'm not going to fuck around with a vacation. I'm not. Who the fuck goes virtually on vacation and still be in the proximity of not being able to do none of the shit they wanted to do? There's some of that virtual shit, y'all just say, y'all ain't been able to sell me on that shit yet. It's cool. I mean, y'all getting better with the technology, but that's not one of them for me. Okay, tomorrow's also National Turkey Neck Soup Day. It's cool. We had soup today in my house, so we're not doing soup 2 days in a row, so that's not going to work. Tomorrow is also National Take a Walk in the Park Day. That's real cool. That's right by my house, so that'll work. Then we also have the 31st of March, and on the 31st we have National Crayon Day. So especially for my littles and my middles, get you some crayons, get you a coloring book or a piece of paper or whatever, and have at it, like really crayon it up on Friday. That's a good day for that. Also, National Prom Day. Don't understand why they're doing that day in March, but okay, that's cool. That probably should have been like a middle April day. Y'all doing prom and Easter ain't even happened yet, so I'm just a little confused. I know it's random in the calendar, but I'm going to need y'all to push prom back a little bit. Not this early. The 31st is also National Take Down Tobacco Day, so that's cool. Then we have National Day of Action, which happens also on the 31st. The owner of August Sisters Home Fun Emporium, Yvonne, this is her national day right here. National Clams on the Half Shell Day. I guarantee you on Friday, she will have a picture of clams on the half shell on some form of social media or in her damn phone. You don't believe me? Go ask her sister, Coco. Also, for my nerds, I'm one of them. The 31st is National Bunsen Burner Day, and then we also have National Tater Tot Day. So we got some cool days coming up. I like good days. I like good days. Like sometimes you just need just a good, solid, strong, great day. And those are some good days coming up. Out of all of those, I believe today or one of these days coming up is like National Husband's Day or Father's Day. Not Father's Day, but like National Husband's Day or something. I know the old lady said something about that the other day. So we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and get into another one of my favorites, and that is birthdays next. All right, so we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
What's wrong? I just took them shots to the dome. I'm gone, so can I get a ride home? I'm home. What's wrong? I just took them shots to the dome. I'm gone. So can I get a ride home? Hey, what it do? I'm on like a light switch. My wrist well froze up like a computer glitch. I'm drinking 151 Caribou Loo. Take 9, gon' get it jumping like a kangaroo. Is it your birthday? Let's go on, have a shot or two. My partner to you, put me on to something new. Snuck in a gallon of lemonade from Chick-fil-A. Mix it up with this a rock and we gon' parlay. I'm looking for a hot girl that like to hey, baby. Come out and play it, let me see you take it this away. That's a Troy clear day. I'm on it hard, getting lit with my dogs, having a party with these bras. I'm on.
What's wrong? I just took them shots to the dome. I'm gone. So gone,
can I get a ride home? I'm home. So wrong, I just took them shots to the dome. I'm gone. So gone, can I get a ride home? Go pop another bottle, get this party to crackin'. All these Barbie doll models make the temp start max. 550s everywhere, nappy cat in heaven. He on the sit, Remy is 7, it ain't even 11. Thug Boss, Slim Thug, drinking GPO. Great use for choning orange juice, told me some more. Now boxing, Poppy Joe, just ordered the Rose Bowl. Chunkin' deuces to my partner, High C and Big Toe. I'm loaded like a full clip, leaning like a sinking ship. Lit up like a Christmas tree, how much soda can I get? C-Stone and Lil C, bringing out the Jager bombs. If I get pulled over, TV Johnny, pay my bond, I'm gone.
What's wrong? I just took them shots to the dome. I'm gone. So gone, so can I get a ride home? I'm home. What's wrong? I just took them shots to the dome. I'm gone. So gone, so can I get a ride home?
I keep bumping into people, say, man, my bad, I'm intoxicated a tad, and the DJ acting bad. Mexican Mike and Stag, my fam, they getting slammed, beans and cornbread, just bought around the Belvedere and cream. Man, I'm so old, I can't think. Who the hell been putting they lips on my train? What the hell the waitress doing with my chain?
Somebody slipped me a fizz pill, I'm feeling strange.
Maybe some Red Bull will help me sober up. Matter of fact, mix it with this great goose in my cup. I can barely stand up, I'm about to throw up. If you can't roll with the big dog, don't hang with the bus.
I'm on Patron and try just to them back to the down, to the down. I'm gone, so gone, gone, so, so, can I get it right home? I'm on Patron and try just to them back to the down, to the down. I'm gone, so gone, gone, so, so, can I get it right home?
All right, y'all, we are back. We are back. We are back. We are getting ready to get into one of my favorites of the night, and that's birthdays. And so, ooh, excuse me. That drink had everything in it. I might be a little too good. Anywho, let's get into birthdays. Let me get them pulled up here. I'm almost ready. I'm almost ready. I'm almost ready. Here we go. Birthdays. So here's the thing. I was looking at birthdays earlier, and y'all gonna see the ones that I put up on what's that place called? Social media. You're gonna see the ones I put up. Some of these people I don't understand who they are and how they famous. You know, they say you get a certain age where you just too old to know who somebody is. So a lot of these rappers, I'm not going to do their birthdays because I don't know who they are. Not that they might not be famous to y'all, but if y'all celebrate them, hey, celebrate them. And if I need to know about one of them that y'all feel like I skipped over because, you know, that's your favorite, then, you know, entertain your boy and let me know about what your person is because I don't be knowing these people. So, yeah, we skipping him. Hitman Holla's birthday is today. Shout out to Hitman Holla. He'd be funny sometimes, just some parts of him that I'm just still kind of, I reserve for later. PJ Morton's birthday is today. And then Nicola Kante's birthday is today. She's from Paris. And I think that's all the ones I was going to do for the 29th. Oh, and I was going to do Pearl Bailey. Her birthday is also today. The rest of them, it's just way too many of them to be playing with my time like that because, yeah, they're good. For the 30th, now, the 30th is one of my favorite. When I tell you old school, one of my favorite rappers of all time. And here's why. It wasn't so much just the fact that he was a dope rapper, but I just felt like he had a wide range of music. He had music from just every facet of music. So shout out to MC Hammer. Happy birthday to you from Oakland, California. Just one of my favorites of all time. If you don't know this young lady, you don't even deserve to talk about nothing. Happy birthday to the legendary Tracy Chapman. Shout out to Mr. Richard Kevin Sherman, one of the greatest corners of all time. I'm not going to say, I could put him maybe in the top 10, but I got some corners that I actually would put before him, but I watch a lot of football, so I'm a little different than some of y'all. The rest of these people for the 30th, I don't know who they are, so we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. And then we're going to get to the 31st. On the 31st, happy birthday to Mr. Tony Cox, real name Joseph Anthony Cox. If you are a fan of Friday, you already know when he came out there throwing them clothes and shit, right? You already knew. Little man wasn't playing no more. So happy birthday to Mr. Tony Cox, he's infamous in our community. Also, happy birthday to Brian Tyree Henry. did not know until today that me and him are from the same hometown. So shout out to him. I was looking at that earlier. I was like, dang, I didn't even realize me and Buddy was from the same hometown. And then also that's not on this list, I just happened to find it. Happy birthday to Mr. Earl Campbell. His birthday is also during the season. So that's all of the birthdays. That's all I got. That's all I'm kicking it with you guys with for tonight as far as birthdays. Also, tomorrow, my business partner, her mother's birthday is tomorrow. So happy birthday, Mom. Miss Cook McCluster, I'm not going to give the rest of your whole name, but if they know who you are, happy birthday, Mom. We love you. Celebrate. One of our co-hosts on the show, Kalisha CJ, her birthday is on the 31st as well. So if you want to participate in sending her anything in her for her birthday, go follow on her page, her social media. Make sure that you go celebrate her. But shout-outs to our co-host. Her birthday is this upcoming weekend, and I hope she turns the fuck up and celebrates and get a little tipsy and do a little something strange for some change, make herself holler for a dollar, you know, buck for a buck, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? But just make sure you do it big. On your birthday, that is your national holiday, and you are supposed to celebrate it. If you want to start participating in what day it is, birthdays, or any of our things, and you want to add or contribute to the show, you can always email us at djsroundtable19@gmail.com. That's djsroundtable19@gmail.com. Go ahead and send over any ideas, any show information, if you want to promote, if you want to be a sponsor, if you anything that you want to do. That is the production's email. They will get back in kind with you about anything that you want to do. Production manager, we got a few minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and lightly get them hyped for tonight's main topic so we can get into that tonight, because this main topic, when we come back out of commercial break tonight, y'all, there's going to be a dope topic. And so I was having a conversation with a friend of mine recently, and then I was having a conversation with my business partner, and then I was having a conversation with my other business partner, then I was having a conversation with my wife, and a lot lately. This topic is not personally or directed at anybody, so before y'all get your panties in a ruffle, and listen, this ain't you. If it is you, I'm sorry. But this shouldn't be you if you're listening tonight, all right? But tonight's topic is, how do you dead a relationship that you need to let go in order to grow without hurting the other person? And I think the order of that statement is important. I'm going to read it again so y'all can marinate on it, because I would like some interaction tonight. You are welcome to call into the show and give some perspective on how this went right or wrong for you. If you've had to do this, if you've successfully done this, call in and give us your input on how you successfully did this, because this topic is important. How do you dead a relationship that you need to let go in order to grow without hurting the other person? Production manager, make sure you put that topic on the wall tonight. So if anybody wants to comment, they can comment. If you want to come into our chat on Blog Talk Radio, you can definitely come into our chat. If you want to call in, the number is available for you to call in. That number is going to be 319-527-6703. And I need y'all to understand, this is an open space. There is no right or wrong answer. There's no perfect answer. There's no because understand, ending a relationship is, there's the likelihood of ending a relationship and someone not getting hurt in that process is almost slim to none, because sometimes you ending that relationship is harder on you than it is on them. Sometimes they might be, you might not even be that important to them while you actually got them all hyped up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got this person on this pedestal or whatever, whatever, and they like, yo, I mean, I thought you was just ready to go. I thought you was getting up out of here anyway. So I didn't give it no weight. I didn't give it no merit. I didn't give it all that stuff that you gave it. So what you talk about, Chief? And so I want to make sure that we understand that when I say I want us to actually, like, break this down just a little bit, I want us to break it down just a little bit. Like, not too much to where the fact that, you know, we are destroying the topic. I don't want to tear the topic down, but I want to give some people insight, because there are some people in this season who, there's some people on their chopping block. There are some people that they might have had funerals for. There are some people who might be just struggling with, how do I end this relationship? Like, I love this person, but for whatever you're trying to do in your life, in this, like, that person may be the obstacle in you getting to that. And sometimes people don't understand. You being the obstacle, it may not even be physically that you're in even proximity of each other. It just may be the fact that you care enough about that person, or your heart or your energy gates are just open towards that person, that it has a compound effect on you. We are always trying to diminish how the effect that it has on the person. And this is why I didn't make this an existential conversation. I made this an internal conversation. I wanted to make sure that this was a conversation and a topic that was about you. Doesn't matter who the person is, but how do you do that? How do you walk away from something? Now, we know the nasty ways to do it. Man, fuck that bitch. I don't give a fuck about TT anyway. This is about me. I understand all of those things. I'm not mad at you. I'm not arguing with you for those ways. Sometimes you gotta say what needs to be said sometimes to just get people out the way. I'm gonna play this song. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. I'm gonna play this song. This season, this song has become one of my favorite songs. Like, I love everybody that's on this song. The lyricism, the songsmanship, and just the words for the song. So, while you think about that topic as we get ready to take this quick commercial break, listen to the words of this song, man. Let it marinate on you for a little bit. Like, take the words literally and personally. Listen to the meaning and the interpretation behind the words. And it may be different for you than what I got, but it really touched me in a major way, and I hope that what I got out of it, it does the same for you. All right, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Dear Black King, it's been a minute since we talked, dear Black King. If you don't mind, let's take a walk, dear Black King. I'm trying to vocalize my thoughts, dear Black King. I'm trying to see this, what it means to be a Black Queen. At times I feel myself just staring at this black screen. And I admit sometimes I show too much skin, and I drink a lot of hen. I put a couple diamonds in my teeth, but when I grin, I might go out to the club and I dance for some dub. But I did the type of dirt you can't wash off in no tub. But late at night when I'm at home, I'm feeling all alone, and I need the type of comfort you can't find in no song. You gone and I need you. I just want to breathe you. Lay down on your chest when I rest. Let me feed you. I'm just trying to read you. Understand your pain. They breaking up our family trees. Take away our name. But if you focus on the source, ain't nobody else to blame. But everybody out here hustling for the same. There's some change. But it's time to make a change. And it starts with me and you. So if you come and lead the way, promise I'm gonna see it through. Black King.
I just want to be you, King. And I need you by my side every night, cause I promise it right, I'm in love with you. Nothing in the world that is me, nothing else I ever. So many years I'm calling you, what are you trying to say about it? They can never take us off our throne. You can't
dear black king. I'm trying to find out where I lost you, dear black king. I'm out here trying to come across you, dear black king. I'm getting tired and I'm exhausted, dear black king. I just can't do it by myself, I need you more than ever. I pray to God you come my way to change this stormy weather. With me and you, see it ain't nothing we can't do together. It ain't no limit to our God, we make it through whatever. And I admit sometimes I argue just to argue. I might fight you just to feel you, but I can fix your pain, let me heal you. Let me know the real you, see it's okay to feel. Ain't no telling what's ahead of us, but it's okay from here. Cause I'ma hold your head and won't get with you, let's be clear. I'll be your bonnet to your Clyde, if you a rock then I'm a shell. They sending us through hell, let's not walk on separate paths. These black babies all deserve to see their mamas with their dad. See, that's something that I had, and it's something that you didn't. But I put that on my soul, I ain't gonna lose you to no prison. So all things forgiven, let's focus on this love. Put our pride to the side and our faith in what's above. You're my love, black king.
And I need you by my side every night. Cause I promise you right, I'm in love with you. Nothing in the world that is me. Nothing ever. Maybe it's a girl who goes. I wanna try to think about her. They can never take us off our throne. I just wanna be your king. And I need you by my side every night. Cause I promise you to right, I'm in love with you. Nothing in the world that is real. Nothing you're forever. Maybe it's a little too what you try to think about us. They can never take us off our throne.
Ooh, that's a heavy hitter right there. I hope y'all are in the mood for this topic. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. I'm going to read it again. All right? How do you dead a relationship that you need to let go in order to grow without hurting the other person? And I want to start in a more challenging area because it's easy. And I feel like it's easy when it's somebody you don't care about. It's someone that you know through social media. It's someone that you know from in passing, you know, from employment shift standpoint. But I'm talking about someone you care about, someone you love. Someone that you've cherished, someone that you've given more than you realized you've given to. I'm talking about that type of person. Because I don't want you to think that we're just talking about the Johnny Come Lately, the 70, 80, 90% of the people that you meet in your life. We're talking about that 10%. Matter of fact, let's break that down. We're talking about that 3%. To maybe 1% of all the people that you've ever known. I'm talking about a very select, important area in your life. How do you dead that relationship? How do you move on from that person without hurting them? And the more I thought about that topic, it's almost virtually impossible. But the problem that we don't understand oftentimes is that people are in our life for a reason and a season. And that's not always just the person that you choose to lay down with. That's not just always the person that, you know, you ran across in church or whatever. There are some people who are in your life temporarily that you don't want to let go. That if you could literally koala bear hug them and hold on to them and they had to go everywhere that you go. And it's funny because the production manager calls them checkpoint people. And checkpoint people sometimes can even be random. Like I've had some checkpoint people that I've only ever met once in my life. But the information that they gave me in that very moment, I just wanted to hold them and bottle them and take them and put them in my pocket with. But there are some people who have been there for days, weeks, months, years, hours, who know you better than you know yourself at times. What happens when everything in your life, everything that you're praying for, everything that you want, everything that you need, everything that you desire in life is standing in front of you, and every sign points to this is the person that you have to let go in order to walk into, manifest, have, touch, live out, fulfill your destiny, desires, and dreams. What if that is a husband? What if that is a wife? What if that is a brother? What if that is a sister? What if that is an auntie? What if that is a cousin? What if that is a boyfriend? What if that is a girlfriend? What if it's your child? See, I pose this question because I want it to be a difficult answer. I don't want you to get to the easy answer. I don't want you to get to the easy conclusion. I don't want you to gracefully just be like, ah, fuck all them bitches that I know. What about when this is something that your heart is going to bleed after? Your emotions are going to be interwoven into. Your brain is going to constantly reflect back to the moment. When you tell certain stories with some people, it's hard to leave that person out of the story because they've been a part of so much. How do you walk away from that relationship? For me, my first process for that is prayer or meditation. This is how I start. You can go about it a different way, but this is my answer. I first start off with a little bit of prayer and meditation. First off, I have to make sure it's not me. Because sometimes y'all be in the relationship and it be you, and then karma come back and destroy you because you haven't realized that what you did that. How that came out to be, that's just all you. You was being nasty. You was being ugly. You was being messy. Sometimes you can be your own worst enemy. So the first thing I do is I check me. I go get, as the old folks used to say, I go get prostrate before the Lord on my face. Lord, help me, God. But I meditate. And I spend quality time searching for the right answer. Number two, I find lesser ways to cut things. So I start off with cutting social media, or if I have identified the type problem that I have in that season, then I'll start deleting everyone that presents that type of problem in my life. So if let's just say for me, let's say that person that I'm dealing with has a bad financial situation. So anybody who asks me to borrow money over like the next 60 days, that'd be a person that I'll politely let them know no, but then I'll go ahead and remove anybody who's asking me for money out of my life just so I can build up the confidence of being able to have that conversation. But it also helps me get some unnecessary clutter out of my life too, right? Then number three, I go back into meditation and prayer. And the reason why meditation and prayer is going to be on here multiple times is because you have to understand, this cannot be a pride, ego-based situation. It's not about you in a sense of I'm better than that person, so this is why I'm doing it. That's not what this conversation is about. This is less of that type of conversation, and this is more of a, I really absolutely love this person. You absolutely love this person, but it is detrimental to your growth process. Understand, listen to what I said. Detrimental to your growth process. You will not reach your final objective with this person still in your life. And people believe that that is not true, but I am telling you, witness this. I have watch this. Certain people, the moment that they come into your life is on a downward spiral. And you love them and you care about them, but they have put your life in a downward path since the inception of y'all's first meeting. Now, there were many great times, but if you look at the path, and if you didn't put space, and if you didn't distance and almost now sever the relationship, you would continue to be going down a path of confusion, disillusion, mistrust, hurt, grief, anger, envy. And you can put them in the order that they make sense for you. But I go back into meditation. I go back into prayer. Number four, I engage them. Number four is the hardest one, because when you engage them in that season, nine times out of ten, you get a negative energy or negative reaction back. Now, y'all have always had a loving relationship, but when you have that energy of concern for you, watch the reaction that you get. And that's energy. That has nothing to do with you wanting to get clarity. That's energy. They can pick up on something's not right with you. They don't know what it is, but it makes them feel very uncomfortable with you. It's okay. It's okay to be uncomfortable. You have to deal with that. You have to get through that. But you have to engage them. You have to understand who and what you're dealing with in that season. Some people call it energy. Some people call it spirit. It has a bunch, but you have to understand why the vision and why the energy and why the cosmos and why the spirit realm is saying your next growth step can't be with that person. And it's hard. Oh, God, it's hard. Oh, you should have listened. You want to hear arguments? Go back and meet me and my wife when we decided to get married. We hard down had some no's about who couldn't be in this relationship when we went forward. Like, absolute no. That's a no for me. We negotiated some terms with some of them, but some of those no's were hard no's. Because sometimes a no can be a soft no. Some no's have to be hard no's. And don't think this is one-sided. Oh, she gave me some hard no's. This person got to go. This person got to go. Not because of inconsideration, but how does the relationship grow with those people attached to the relationship? Right? So you engage. You have to engage. But with the engagement, the next thing that comes after engagement is process. And process looks different for most people, because most people look at process as, I don't know. Each person looks at process a little bit different. But for me, process is now that I meditated, did some pre-cuts, meditated, engaged, I'm going to go back into meditation. And then after I come back, I do a second engagement. The second engagement is important. We're going to talk about the second engagement after we come back after this quick commercial break.
Any man I ever met. something about the way you just see me. Try not, don't, cause I can't forget you. Got a feeling in a soul that I need in my life. Yeah, yeah. Oh, well. Oh, we may grow, I don't know why we don't grow up. Baby, I need you, I breathe you, turning my heart blue. Maybe I need you, but I need you, I see you. We agree that we better friends. I delete every message that we sent. Try to move on with somebody less like you. I don't know how we end up in the red. Find myself reading your comments again, and then we end up in each other's heads. It all makes sense because ooh, got a feel and a soul that I need in my life, babe. Oh, oh, oh. And though we may grow, I don't know why we don't grow up, babe. I breathe you, turning my heart blue. Baby, I need you. When I need you, I see you. Maybe I'm just pissed off at that. Maybe my life just off at that. Maybe you're worth it all to me, baby.
All right, that was Coco Jones with I See You. We were talking about second engagement. The second engagement is the trickiest, because the second engagement may have one or multiple interactions. But the thing that you're going to notice about the second engagement is the issues that you identified when you were in initial prayer meditation, they're going to manifest in the second engagement. So whatever issue you're dealing with, or that you saw, or that you spoke on, or that you prayed about, it's going to manifest right then and there in the second engagement. And it may take 30, 60, 90 days. It usually don't go more than 120 days. If you count 120 days and put that in the spectrum, everything you need to see in that 120 days when you do the second engagement, you're going to, it's going to manifest everything that you wanted, to see. The good, the bad, the ugly, all of it's going to, and you're going to get confirmation on why you need to walk away from that person, that relationship, that situationship, whatever it may be. It's going to be written in stone. Now, here's the thing about written in stone. How does it become unwritten in stone? You break the stone. Some of y'all want to break the stone and go right back in to where you came from and go stay there and get comfortable, and then you have to deal with the hell that comes with that season. Because sometimes we are steadfast. My wife always asks me, she goes, why do you always say season? I said, because I have to see the whole season. If you don't understand the person in the season, when the season's up and it's time for you to adjust, you will miss it because you didn't see it. No planter leaves after they plant the seed and only come back to harvest season to reap what now grew. They're there every day checking on the seed. They have to see it through the seed. But the thing is, the person in the season is going to show you who they are very quickly. And before the season is up, your change will need to be. Look at all the people that you should have left in winter that you didn't leave the right way. Look at what you're dealing with them in the spring. Just look at those two seasons right there. The very people that you didn't correct in winter, look at how they acted in spring. Go back and look at all your past relationships. The things you didn't get right in winter, look how they act in spring. The things that you didn't get right in spring, look at how they acted in the summer. Because how you handle the present, how you handle the present will determine what your future looks like. You can't do nothing about yesterday, but you can control today. And so with that second engagement, you have to listen. You have to watch. You have to go sit back and you have to go think about it. You have to go meditate on it. And then you have to come back and you have to continue to engage. And you have to watch and you have to listen. See, notice I said less. I haven't said talk yet. I said engage. But you have to listen and you have to watch. Some of y'all are doing way too much talking in that second engagement phase. Blowing your, as they used to say back in the day, you're blowing your own spot up. But after that second engagement, it's decision time. After you see second engagement, you are fully, effectively in decision time. Now, how do you dead a relationship without hurting the other person? And this has always been my true, steadfast answer, and I've done this in every relationship. The production manager can tell you she's been with me through ending several relationships. And here's the number one reason and how that you end the relationship without hurting anyone. If you went into the relationship and you did not give a personal representative and you showed who you were, and your true colors are who they have been since the start of the relationship, there are some principles that you stand by and stand fast and affirm with. And when those principles have been violated, you politely let the other party know you have now violated the things that I said that I would not allow myself to be a part of, and I now must sever ties from you. That can be through words of omission, or that can be through words of action. I'm more of an action type fellow. You just won't see me no more because I'll move. You just won't have access to me on social media because I'll delete you. I'll get rid of an account. I'll get rid of a cell phone. Because I haven't, see, the good thing about that season is you got to be comfortable with being by yourself. Because some people going to think you crazy when you did what you did. Because, see, generally, the person that you are getting ready to let go, most of the time, everybody else already loved that person anyway. So they got fans. They got friends. They got people willing to cheer them on, even if they fool them. So it's okay to let them go because sometimes, baby, you got to let people see them too. So you have to move on. You have to put some separation. They'll eventually notice you gone. You know how they'll notice you gone? The things that used to be comfortable in their life will no longer be comfortable because you won't be there to do it. So they'll recognize that the thing that you used to do, they no longer have access to. Then they will come looking for you. Then they will put out the APB. The longer it takes for that person to come find you, the more you realize you weren't that important, depending upon the proximity of the relationship. Depending upon the level of the relationship. depending upon the genetic ability of that relationship, depending upon the spiritual connectivity of that relationship. That's what I said. This goes for all spectrums. But this is the process. If you watch The Mandalorian, they like to say this is the way. But it's after you do all of those steps, it is decision time. And if you decide to walk away, you have to be steadfast on your principles of who you are. If you said you would never do it and you're doing it, you need to honor some principles. If you said you was going to be charging certain prices and people don't want to pay you what your prices is, it's time to dead those relationships. Number one, I'm going to tell you, I don't really like soliciting businesses to friends. They're all the worst. I'd rather do business with a complete stranger. My preference. Because most relationship lines are blurred. Not because y'all don't want to love everybody equally. It's because you don't know how to compartmentalize relationships. Not every relationship requires your penis or your vagina or sexual energy. Some relationships can be merely platonic. And even those relationships sometimes have to be deaded in order for you to grow. Because there's a weight, there's a burden, there's a connectivity to you that is stopping you from reaching your goal. Whether that goal is mental freedom, emotional freedom, financial freedom, professional freedom, whatever it is that you're looking to gain for yourself, to do for yourself, that person, that energy, that force can be the very thing that's keeping you from it. Absolutely nothing. There's absolutely nothing wrong with deading a relationship or a situation that you're not happy with. I advise it, pray for it, I hope for it. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to pick the energy up a little bit because that was a real heavy topic. This was one of my favorite party songs when I was a little bit younger. So if y'all know this song, y'all might want to get up out your seat a little bit, get your girl, y'all, you know, close the door, you know, put the speaker on just a little bit so y'all don't wake the kids up. And turn up with y'all, because, you know, a party ain't a party.
I walk into the city, I can feel you digging me with your lacerity. You have what you many, but still I'm impressed with your wild out shimmy. It's a party, and I got to run on too much. Baby, lay your story, get tapped over me. See, I thought you knew. Ain't no delaying what I'm saying. Want me to rewind, flex up, I try, can't run away. I said, it's a party, I got to run on too. We told us what you love, we can follow what we choose. See, ain't nothing changed. Since the days of the Cuba, except the elimination of what a true rock my dream is. Yeah, I got the brows on you. You can get me at the bar. Be a saint to my old crew. How I do. Make moves like a shoe. Kiss me on the rebound. Or maybe get the fun. Look what party is. It's red or blue. It's red. It's in my corner. For me, play the poop.
I'm a whole bottle of Henny, peeping shorties in my business, seeing many. But then, something about you, you see me more close, giving me the hour to say something else. But I just wear it, got my whole team staring. You not bouncing with me, I'm not hearing. Licking the lip, for real, like you really want it. If you dealing with the gas, that's blood. Say for real, for real.
Shorty vibe, keep you down. Took a hole with the camera, whole round. You see, I have my eyes on you. From way up the room, you look so good from over here. I can smell your perfume, I assume. If I try to come make it sure, you'll be that I was only out the hip up. She using the intelligence, with an exercise of sound. Help my sense take us back for a while. So my brother Sally, I'll be back here. I pretty Louis sitting nice to watch my jacket. Lay the touch to my lips, put the drink in my hand, put the drink in my legs, expand. Cause that's how we do. Take off, oh, take off, oh, me and you. I give a shout out to the whole crew. From New York City to Chicago too.
We're party in the party, it's red or blue. It's a mouthful, we play the blues.
Now party ain't a party till I run through it. Stick 'em, stick 'em, stick 'em, that's how I do it. Move it, get down, keeping y'all moving. Certified gang type proven.
All right, y'all, we are back, man. Thank y'all for listening in tonight. We're getting ready to wrap this show up. I just wanted to come back and tell y'all I love y'all. I appreciate all the support that you give us. And just more bigger things to come. We will be going back to a live in-studio with guest show in the fall. So if you want to support us, if you want to be a part of this, please make sure you reach out. And see how you can get down and do what it is that you want to do, whether it's a sponsor, advertiser, be a guest, presenter. And also we're going to be adding a video channel in the fall as well. So not only will we be doing a live in-person show, but we will be also having a live video reel being made starting in the fall. So check that out and keep us on your tunes, because we only got two more months, and then we are on vacation for the summer. So, yes, we have April and May after we close out. May, we will go on our summer vacation, and we will be back in August. So I'll be doing some housekeeping stuff over the next 2 months just to keep everybody abreast of what we got going. And it is what it is. Let's keep being great. So I'm going to give y'all my word of the day as I get ready to get up out of here. My word of the day is be true to thine self. But in order to do that, you have to take the time to get to know you. Not what you like to do, not video games, not ice skating, and not a, who are you? At your core, when you have nothing else, when all material, value, clothes, when everything is gone, and if you were the last person standing on the face of the planet, how would you be able to live with me? What would that look like? What would you do every single day if it was just you and the planet Earth, 101, mano a mano? What would that look like? I tell you right now, it'd be a party. Oh, it would be a party. So I love y'all. We're going to get up out of here. We're going to end with this song because this is one of my favorite classics of all time. And when you get a little bit of something and you get a lot of something and you begin to do what you want to do and you are continuing to live life the way that you want to live life, and life is happy and life is love and life is all the things that you need it to be, then one of the things that you have to do is you have to not let that goodness go to your head.
Concepts and hooks, session to session to get thoughts manifesting, stressing and stressing that hit the world with a blessing. A lot of people often ask, well, how you giving back? The way I give back is through the knowledge of my raps, like a gym. Boy, my people caught out on the limb, who be giving in, caught out on the stem, who don't want to win. I'm feeling you, I know you're getting down like that, but what I'm saying, dog, is let me
told you a little something, black. I hate you, Zach.
Come on, dead Jack. That's the 10th time I heard that. All you know was give me, I was offer every penny that I make. Video and tape, LP and CD. If I boy, you feed me. No dough to spread, always keep a level head. Long as my seeds get fed, it won't go to my head, so. Everybody love a star when he on top. Nobody comes around when the stars start to drop. Strive to help others who help themselves. Not for self, for good health, farewell.
Can't tell her that, cause sometimes the speed is put a hand out. Like I'm that ATM nigga, drop me your check. Earring in the navel like she sex you ass. You royalty, but a whole loyalty to smoke. Get wrecked in the kitchen like she run the cooking channel. And then hide the heat in the car door. Goddamn, she's the mother to be. Your hope for twins, give me a whole tribe. And the effect of your ghetto was on the cover of Vibe. She slick, tall, threatened to walk. She got a girlfriend that used to tap back when. So she always worry a bitch. So tell her, hold it down, my I can get high rank. Sometimes you well, but I guess that's your style. If you lay up in my high rise, will you stay wise? Will I slay guys? Open your eyes, girl. Don't believe those yellow type crabs. Cause I'm the one living for late night cats. I told you, girl, my home was my castle. Understand it won't be no hell.
I heard you thinking on the battle of the beat. It wasn't 5 nights. I bet you had the time of your life. Working so hard and so long to make a record. Finally to make a song, people respect it, connected though.